It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I'm Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Anthony Grace. He goes by the PPR Monster. And, of course, we got our producer, Kevin Collins, pushing all the buttons, taking all your calls, and helping us do some predictions that we'll get to a little bit later in the show. Gentlemen, I'm pumped up for Week 4, and we got some excellent matchups in Fantasyland. We also had some doozies, but we'll get to that in a little bit. How you boys feeling?
Good, man. Everything, like you said, looking good. But you know what? Getting to this point of the year, we kind of know what teams are going to be. There's going to be bad matchups pretty much every week now. So something you got to get used to. But, you know, we're going to have great matchups every week, like you said, too. Got a couple real good ones, especially for fantasy coming up. We're going to get into a little bit later in the show.
Well, Anthony, we have six teams on a bye. Okay?
Yes.
We went over this on Tuesday. It's terrible. Six teams, and they're all good, at least from a fantasy angle. You can pick one or two guys from each team. You got the Denver Broncos loaded, Seattle Seahawks, Arizona Cardinals, Cincinnati Bengals, St. Louis Rams, even the Cleveland Browns. I know some of you out there have been using Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, or Andrew Hawkins. All right, so even the Browns are hurting fantasy managers out there. Six teams on a bye, you'll notice rankings are a little bit different. You see guys like Ahmad Bradshaw, maybe a Donald Brown, creeping up into the top 15. It's a little weird. It sends you for a loop. But you got to realize with this many teams on buys and some of the matchups this weekend, you might be looking at players that you typically normally wouldn't think of. And that's why we're here. We're going to break down start 'em or sit 'em. We're going to help you go through all the injuries. We're going to help you set your lineups. And, of course, we're taking your phone calls and we're taking your emails. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. We got good primetime games. Giants-Redskins Thursday night. Saints-Cowboys on Sunday night, Patriots-Chiefs on Monday night. And we said on Tuesday we're going to get back into our prediction game. So I'm thinking we just every week, those three games, we the three of us will predict the primetime games. Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do the primetime pick'ems.
Yeah, primetime pick'ems. That's a good name for it, yeah, right there. On the spot, you came up with that.
That's what I do. You know, we'll keep track of them. We'll see who's the best at the end, and we'll get some bragging rights. So it'll be good times.
There you go. I'm not very good at keeping track of that sort of thing.
Well, I'll be all over it for you then. Don't worry about it.
Good, good. So some of the juicy fantasy matchups this weekend. Saints-Cowboys Sunday night. Eagles-49ers. Packers and the Bears. Get your fantasy studs in those games. But then some one-sided matchups, some lopsided ones. Colts versus Titans. Jags versus Chargers. Vikings versus Falcons. Lions versus Jets. And then, Ant, we have some downright ugly games. Ravens versus Panthers, Bills versus Texans, Raiders versus Dolphins, Bucks versus Steelers, expecting low scores, a lot of defenses in those.
Yeah, those are going to be some tough games to watch if you're living in that area. I mean, if it's your team, you're going to love them. But, you know, if you're living in that area and that's not one of your teams and you're stuck with one of those games, it's going to be tough to swallow. I mean, the Ravens-Panthers, that's going to be ugly. But it's going to be interesting because Steve Smith gets to go up against his old team. So there's a little bit of flair to some of these games. But, yeah, for the most part, they're going to be tough to stomach.
I told you that we'll go through our start 'em and sit 'em. We're going to go through our game predictions. We'll try to get to the quarterback and running back stock up, stock down report. I don't know if we'll have enough time for that one. We'll look at DraftKings Spotlight, look at the over and unders for our week four matchups. Our good friend Nick Morgan, who does a lot of work at ffchamps.com, is going to help us just identify some of the players that Vegas is expecting to be involved in games with a lot of points. It's always helpful for fantasy lineup situations. Again, the phone number is 855-728-7500. We'll get to your phone calls and emails in just a little bit, but I think we should start out with some news and notes from around the league.
Let's do it, Bill.
All right, quarterbacks. We had some changes around the depth chart.
Yeah, we
know Matt Cassel, former Patriot quarterback, back up. He played for 1 year, starter. Sent to the injured reserve by the Minnesota Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater, the rookie, will be starting for the Vikes going forward. And then Blake Bortles, another rookie, is going to be the quarterback for the Jaguars.
Yeah, they got two rookies coming in, you know, and both these fan bases in Jacksonville and Minnesota should be excited to see these guys. That's why you draft them in the first round. These could be the guys for your future. You never know what they could turn into. I mean, Blake Bortles, I think already, just based on the NFL draft and watching college, I think Blake Bortles is going to be the best quarterback in this draft. But Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, he's what you want nowadays. He's a mobile quarterback. He can do it with his legs. He did not look horrible last week for his first action, jumping in there for Matt Castle. So, you know, it's going to be two guys that keep your eye on, and they could be fantasy relevant potentially by the end of this year.
And then, of course, Jake Locker, one of my least favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. He's banged up with a wrist injury. Not practicing, he's questionable. If Locker can't go, Charlie Whitehurst would take over under center for the Tennessee Titans.
Journeyman Charlie Whitehurst, he's been everywhere, seems to get in, you know, in games for every team, San Diego, Seattle, and, you know, he doesn't really play horribly. He's one of those, you know, iffy, okay guys. Not, no one you're going to use in fantasy, but, you know, just someone that knows the game, so he might be okay to fill in for the Tennessee Titans this week.
What's good about Whitehurst is he knows Ken Wisenhunt's system from being with the San Diego Chargers.
Yes, he does.
I was going to make, like, a bold prediction at the beginning of the year that Charlie Whitehurst would have more fantasy points than Jake Locker. And I didn't do it because I didn't want to look like a complete lunatic. But I might end up just publishing that anyway.
You never know. It could happen. It wouldn't be
shocking.
I hate
Jake Locker.
I know him. You do. That's a fact.
Yeah. Anthony, running backs on the injury report. We have a few of them. Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, Maurice Jones-Drew, all questionable with various injuries. The Foster situation should be easy. 1 o'clock game, 1 o'clock Eastern. We'll know if he's active or inactive. But Jamal Charles playing on Monday night, hopefully you have Nile Davis. If you do, that's who you get to plug in right away. If you don't, you might be stuck.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Anytime someone plays on one of those Monday night games, that's questionable. It always scares you. So if you don't have a backup for that game, Nile Davis or, you know, maybe a Shane Vereen or Stephen Ridley sitting on your bench for the Patriots in that game, you got to play somebody else just to be safe. I saw something that Andy Reid said he's expecting Jamal Charles to play this week, but, you know, you can't trust coaches, so don't take the chance if you're not 100% confident and you don't have a backup.
We should know more by Saturday afternoon when I think the Chiefs will have a little bit of an extended practice. A couple of running backs that are listed as probable. You got Doug Martin with the Bucks, Bernard Pierce with the Ravens, D'Angelo Williams with the Carolina Panthers. Anthony, does D'Angelo Williams, given the fact that Jonathan Stewart's out, Mike Tubby Tolbert is out, does D'Angelo Williams become a viable fantasy play here in week four?
Yeah, I guess he has to be. I mean, you got no Tolbert, he's gone. You got no Jonathan Stewart, he's gone for a while. I mean, he's the only guy in the backfield. It's one of those Donald Brown situations in San Diego. He's the only guy they can really feed the ball to right now. So I guess if you need someone in a flex position this week with all these teams on a bye week, a lot of good running backs are going to be unavailable for you. D'Angelo Williams is going to be a good pickup, at least for this week. And if he, you know, looks decent, maybe for the next 2-3 weeks over these bye weeks, he could fill in. So we'll keep an eye on him. I'm not investing in him yet, but we'll see what happens this week. He could be an option. He's going to get the touches, and that's all you need in fantasy football. Once you get touches, points are going to come.
Wide receivers on the injury report. We have a bunch of them here. And they're all listed as questionable. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there's varying degrees of questionable when it comes to the NFL injury report.
Yeah.
For starters, Calvin Johnson, not practicing. He hasn't been practicing the last couple of weeks on Wednesday, but the fact that he's not practicing on Thursday is a little scary. Calvin Johnson missed a game in 2013, let's not forget, because of an ankle injury. He's dealing with an ankle injury heading into the game against the Jets, officially listed as questionable. It's going to come down to the wire with him, and I just want to, you know, I don't want people to take for granted that Calvin Johnson is automatically going to be in the lineup, okay? That's not always the case. He did miss a game last year, and you just need to be on your toes Sunday morning because I'm not saying there's a high chance, but I'm saying there's a possibility that he may be ruled inactive.
Yeah, out of all the wide receivers we have listed right here, Calvin Johnson, I think, scares me the most because he's a guy that, A, everybody's playing every single week, but B, these other guys that are listed, they tend to, you know, Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, for example, they've been on the injury report the past couple weeks. They'll miss some practice time. Not shocking with them, but Calvin Johnson, he's going to get his time off. You know, the Lions like to keep him fresh, but like you said, when he's missing Thursday and Friday practices, it's going to come down to Sunday morning when we know what's going to go on with him, and that's scary. So keep your eye on everything. Make sure you know what's going on with Calvin Johnson. If he doesn't play, you better flop him out.
All right, we got Dez Bryant, questionable with a shoulder injury. Brandon Marshall, questionable with an ankle. Andre Johnson, ankle. Mike Wallace, hamstring. Deshaun Jackson, shoulder. Roddy White, hamstring. T.Y. Hilton, ankle. Eric Decker, hamstring. All the above listed as questionable. So just, again, standard toes. Check out ffchamps.com. We'll have the actives and inactives for you. Some tight ends we're discussing. Delanie Walker, questionable with a shoulder injury. Vernon Davis, still dealing with that ankle problem. And then Charles the Magician Clay, out there in London this week for that game against the Oakland Raiders. He's questionable with a knee injury. Walker and Davis, probably at this point, fantasy managers are pretty used to them being on the injury report. Same thing with Clay.
Yeah, all these guys are used to being on the injury report this year so far, and I think they're all Walker and Davis both look like they're going to play. Clay, same thing. I think he's going to get in that game over there in jolly old England.
All right, before we get to some emails and some phone calls, I want to remind everyone that DraftKings has a $1 million contest for Week 5. That's not this weekend. It's next week. Plenty of time to enter, but you want to get in because it's filling up fast. It's $27. $1 million is going to first place. Someone can call us up next week, just like Sebastian did a couple weeks ago, our friend Sebastian from Canada. Call us and said, hey, guys, I won $25,000 playing at DraftKings. Someone next week or 2 weeks from now can call us and say, hey, guys, I won $1 million friggin' playing daily fantasy football at DraftKings. Get in on the action, ffchamps.com/Pats. You'll get the free subscription to Fantasy Football Champs, and you'll also be able to get in that awesome contest. That's pretty much a can't-beat deal. Like, for $27, you're playing for $1 million. The top 8,500 get paid. The odds are certainly there, much better than, you know, winning the lottery. And we're helping you do it because we give great rankings and we give great strategy.
Yeah, to risk $27 to potentially win $1 million, you're dumb if you don't do it. I mean, that's pretty much what it comes down to. If you love playing fantasy football, if you love the daily on the DraftKings.com, you have to get into this contest. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You must get into this contest. $27, you could be a millionaire. And if you do, that's ultimate bragging rights for anybody you know that plays fantasy football ever. That's it. You get the brag for life. Plus, you got $1 million. So, you know, it's two good things.
All right, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email. Just in case you're not listening to us live, maybe you're watching, listening on the podcast, Patriots mobile app, always hit us up on Twitter. We're answering fantasy football questions around the clock. At FFChamps, Anthony is at the PPR Monster, and I'm at Bill Enright. We're going to the phone lines now where our good friend Avi in Miami is in a 10-team standard league. Hello, Avi.
My ninjas.
Avi, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? How are you guys?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. I got a chance to fly back home and see the Pats struggle, which was kind of cool. And won a couple games, you know. So I'm just back for more. I knew this week was going to be like tough based on all the buys. So I got three tough questions. Maybe you guys could help me out with.
Absolutely, that's what we're here for.
All right, here's the first. For some reason, Kirk Cousins was still on the waiver wire this morning, so I picked him up and dropped Tony Romo.
My question is,
what do you guys think about that?
It's not a bad move. We have Romo ranked higher than Cousins this week, but that's only because I hate Thursday night games.
Right. So that's my question. So should I go with Cousins on a Thursday night game or Cutler, which he's atrocious, like fantasy-wise, against the Packers?
I have Cousins rank higher than Cutler. I probably would have dropped Cutler and kept Romo.
All right. All right. Question one done. Question two. This is even worse. I need to plug one of these guys in. Sankey, or this is standard. Sankey or Blue. The backup for Avery Foster.
Right, and that's going to come down to Arian Foster's health this weekend. Okay. I have them ranked kind of neck and neck, 32 and 34. If Foster doesn't play, Blue will move up a little bit. If Foster does play, Blue will stay the same. Anthony, I don't know why, but I just have this feeling that this weekend is going to be Bishop Sankey's coming out party, and I don't mean out of the closet.
Oh, I like to hope so. I mean, like you said, if Arian Foster doesn't play, Alfred Blue has to be the guy you play in there. But, you know, Bishop Sankey, again, like we said earlier, six teams on a bye week, a lot of running backs out. Bishop Sankey, I mean, this is the week that he's going to prove to fantasy owners either he can do it or he really can't. Because if you can't trust him with six, seven, eight running backs not going into lineups, you're not going to trust him at all the rest of the year.
And what was your third question, Avi?
All right, I like that. I like that answer. And my third question, which is my homework question, is all right. So Russell Wilson's out, and I got Brady on Monday night. I love to, you know, to watch a player on Monday Night Football. Should I keep Brady in, or should I drop him for someone else?
You gotta give us some context there, buddy.
Okay, so all right, so well, Russell Wilson's out, right? Russell Wilson's on a bye.
Yes.
And my second quarterback is Brady. All right, there's no one really out there. I think Ben Roethlisberger's still out there. I think that's it. Everyone that I know. I don't know anyone out there. And I was thinking of dropping Brady, picking up a scrub for this week until Russell Wilson comes back. Or should I just bank with Brady? I just don't think Brady's going to do too much. You know?
Well, what would picking up the scrub really do for you?
Nothing. Give me
so then just keep Brady.
Brady.
Yeah.
Yes! Go Brady, baby! I'll see you guys. Bye.
All right, Avi. Take care.
Oh, Avi.
I said Bishop Sankey coming out party this weekend. I'm thinking it's a Gronk coming out party with Brady on Monday night.
I hope so.
And I don't be out of the closet in that one either.
No one's coming out of the closet this week. People are just coming out of the fantasy football closet, maybe, you know, getting some big points. That's what we want to see.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're getting some tweets here that Kevin wasn't answering the phone, and some people are upset about that. Kev, you have anything to say about that? No? Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's not there.
All right, he's gone. All right, well, that's why no one's answering.
That's why no one's answering the phone.
Keep calling and keep bugging Kevin. We need him to answer these phones. We got people that need to get questions answered. So come on, Kevin, you're better than that, man. The youth of America is going to start looking, you know, down on you a little bit if you can't help us out.
I think Kevin's busy with a bunch of people in the studio today.
That's all right.
I know Kevin is going to Kansas City this weekend to not only watch the Patriots play Monday night against the Chiefs, but whoever the I'm so sorry, I don't know this. Who's the soccer team that up there in New England?
Is it the Revolution?
Viva la Revolution!
That's right, the Revolution, yes.
National TV tomorrow night.
National TV. I'm going to send out a tweet, Kev, to my followers that are all in Kansas City and then ask them where you should go out to eat. Now I know he's on the phone because he just picked it up. But anyway, if anyone's out there in Kansas City, hit up Kevin on Twitter, @PatsRadio_Kev, and then you'll be able to, I don't know, maybe take him out for a beer or something.
Yeah, man.
A nice dinner.
Great barbecue out there. So you're gonna he's gonna get some health himself some great meals while he's out there. So that's good. He's gonna come back a few pounds heavier, but we're okay with that. Got to bulk up for the winter time. It's getting cold now.
Winter is coming, as my
it is
favorite.
It's funny because he's fat.
There you go. Jeremy in Canada is up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Going great.
Good,
what you got
good.
For us today?
Well, I just wanted to say this week, I don't know how I got this trade done, but I made an offer. I was giving away Morris, Alfred Morris,
okay.
And I ended up picking up from this guy Brandon Marshall and Justin Forsett. Just
not
for
bad.
Morris.
Not bad.
Not too bad at all, so I'm pretty happy about that. The question that I actually have for you guys, my lineups are pretty much set. I know what's going on for this week. But lots of people, for some reason in my leagues, have dropped Terrence West and Jeremy Hill.
Jeremy Hill, likely just a bye week, you know, issue. People had to make some room for some bye week.
Yeah, both of them are on a bye week. So I'm wondering.
Terrence West, you know, there's some whispers now that Isaiah Crowell's been outperforming him. Ben Tate's supposed to be coming back after injury. I wouldn't go crazy after Terrence West right now, but I would absolutely pick up Jeremy Hill. Of course, it's all relative to who you're going to drop.
For sure. If come the waiver wire next week, how much you guys feel? I'm on one of those allowances, and we get $100 for the whole season.
Ooh.
How much you guys feel like I should spend on him?
Who are you going to drop, first of all?
Well, he's available in all my leagues right now. Every single league. So it's different in every league, right, who I would drop. But I could drop, who knows.
As long as you're not dropping, like, a top four running back on your team, top four wide
Steven
receiver
Ridley?
On your team, we're talking backup tight end, backup defense, backup kicker, backup quarterback, wide receiver five, running back five. I'd go after Jeremy Hill. You had $100. How much did Donald Brown go for in your league, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm pretty sure I picked him up in two of my leagues for like $7 or $8.
All right, well then you could probably get Jeremy Hill for like $5.
Yeah, I usually go with like a weird number so people don't do it. So like $7 would probably grab.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, other than that, my lineups are set. I appreciate you guys, checking the FFCPI all the time.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, Jeremy, best of luck to you.
Good luck, Jeremy.
See, that's what happens when these players, you have six teams on buys. So all of a sudden, pay attention not to just who your opponents are picking up, but pay attention to who they're dropping.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Sometimes you can find a gem that someone just dropped because they had too many bye week problems and they had to make room on their roster.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are dropping players like Jeremy Hill or Terrence West are just expecting, you know, maybe no one's going to notice. Maybe I'll pick them back up. That you got to watch that waiver wire like a hawk, not just to pick up, but just see who people drop. Like you just said, Bill, that's key.
Yeah.
On bye weeks, especially this, we got two more bye weeks coming up later in the year with six teams off again. I mean, you're gonna get some value on that waiver wire as long as you're paying attention to who people are dropping. I mean, they're not gonna have a choice if they want to put someone in there. They're going to have to drop somebody, so just keep an eye out. I mean, Jeremy Hill getting dropped in a lot of leagues, like Jeremy just said. I mean, that is great value if you can just go and scoop him up.
Just getting started here on Patriots.com Radio. We've had two good callers. Our third one, I know he won't disappoint. We got Russell in New York City up next. Hey, Russ.
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
How you been? We haven't heard from you.
Jammed up at work, but, I've been carrying on an ongoing Twitter conversation with the PPR monster, so, you know,
we do.
Always following you boys over there, but I'll keep it real quick. I just got a few quick things for you. First thing, Rashad Jennings tonight?
Over.
I mean, I've got Joik, who I'm a little bit down on right now. I mean, Toby G's lingering on the bench. I mean, you know, it's a little thin. I got Asiata and Donald Brown.
Yeah, well, I'd go Donald Brown over Jennings.
Well, I got Donald Brown in there, so then it's like another RB, you know.
All right, so then it's Donald Brown and Jennings. Leave Gerhardt and the other bums on your bench.
Awesome. And then just quick heads up for people out there. And, you know, I won my league last year by totally rebuilding my team during the season. So
okay.
Ann and I were having this conversation on Twitter today. I was able to get Bortles and Allen Robinson off the wire. And they're just kind of lingering on my bench. They're not part of my starting team right now, but it's just something for guys out there to keep an eye on because this could develop into something where, you know, even though these guys aren't fantasy relevant right now, you get some garbage time games down the road. You know, that Jaguars offense, as we saw with Allen Hurns in the first week, you know, they're capable of throwing up some fantasy points. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there to you guys. But I don't know what you thought about that, Bill.
You know, one of the commandments is you avoid players on bad teams, and the Jaguars are a bad team. I know their defense sucks. I know they get a lot of garbage time points. Allen Hurns in week one had four catches. Two of them were for touchdowns. Last week he had one catch for 63 yards and a touchdown. That's five catches. He has three TDs off of them. That kind of pace doesn't keep up. There's no volume there. There's no consistency. Marquise Lee is dealing with a hamstring injury. Cecil Shorts is on and off the injury report. Blake Bortles played one half. He was just named the starter. Let's see what the kid can do. Allen Robinson was really just filling in because Hurns, Lee, and Shorts were all banged up. Mercedes Lewis is out for the year. Toby Gerhardt looks very, very just like one of the biggest non-impact fantasy players of the year. I don't mind the pick. I probably wouldn't have gone after both of them. Robinson, if anything, is the one that you can probably dump.
Yeah, okay. I get the point. You're not that into it. But it's more of just like a stash and pray kind of thing. I'm not saying they're going to turn into Cutler Marshall. You know, it's just it's one of those things where, you know, you get to week 8, week 9, you know, just see what's going on. Because like I said, last year I somehow got Rivers in a trade. I picked up Keenan Allen and Danny Woodhead off the wire. And all of a sudden, I had these Chargers dudes that nobody wanted that helped me win my league. So, you know, again, I'm not banking on it. It's just kind of like a future option, if you will.
How many team league are you in?
It's a 12-team league, and you know the guys are really good. So the wire is pretty thin on a typical basis. You know?
Sure.
Anyway, so that's one thing, and then last thing, and then I'll jump off the line. But
yeah.
excellent piece on FF Champs. this week about the daily fantasy stuff. I was reading it last night. Really good. Goes into all the matchups, what the over-unders are. And I guess that was Bodog that did that, but that was really sweet.
Yeah, so Nick's going to come on. Nick's actually going to come on at 5 o'clock and talk about that article.
Oh, awesome. I'll be listening. I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on a daily perspective. I was thinking about doing maybe like a Pittsburgh Steelers stack because that Tampa Bay, I don't know what Lovey's doing with the Buccaneers, but I'm thinking like, like a Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell stack, which might not be commonly owned, and I wanted to run that by you guys.
You know, that's actually not a terrible idea. First of all, I'm very, very happy that we got a few more tools up on ffchamps.com that all deal with daily fantasy. So we have our weekly rankings called the FFCPI, the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index. And Russell, we appreciate your call. We have the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index, okay? And then we have our weekly rankings for DraftKings. It's the same as the regular FFCPI, but this time it has the DraftKings salary next to them. So I can look at, let's say, Russell mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. He's my number 10 ranked quarterback. He's only at $6,900, okay? A guy like Colin Kaepernick is $7,900. Andrew Luck, $9,300. Kirk Cousins, $8,300. Jay Cutler, $8,200. I have Ben Roethlisberger 4 spots ahead of Jay Cutler, and he's costing you about $1,300 less. Same thing with someone like Antonio Brown, my number 2 wide receiver this week, and he's only $7,800. Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, Brandon Marshall, those 3 guys, Calvin, Dez, and Julio, all ranked higher or all higher salary than someone like Antonio Brown. So if you play daily fantasy, we have the tools to help you out, and we're not talking about, you know, pennies on a dollar here. We're talking about thousands of dollars being won every week at DraftKings. So that's why we try to tell everyone to go to ffchamps.com/pats. Not only do you get in a DraftKings tournament, but you get all the tools at Fantasy Football Champs to help you win. As far as stacking up on the Steelers this weekend, the matchup versus the Bucs is tricky to me. It's not necessarily a trap game, but any time a team has Thursday night game and then the following week they play on Sunday, that's an extra three or four days to prepare. I think Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown might be one of the best connections in the NFL, and Le'Veon Bell is my number 3 ranked running back this week. If there's ever a week to go in, all in on the Steelers, it's certainly this week. You agree with me, Ant?
Yeah, those extra 4 days of rest definitely always make me a little leery of stacking, like you said, up a team against another team who's coming off that extra rest. But, you know, Tampa Bay just isn't that good. I mean, that they were one of the sexy picks for people this year to turn it around and, you know, win some games, maybe make the playoffs, and they just don't look good at all. So Pittsburgh's one of those teams this week I wouldn't mind having people stack players up. Same thing with San Diego. It's another game against Jacksonville. Phillip Rivers, Keenan Allen, and Donald Brown, something like that. I have no problem with that this week just because we know Jacksonville is that bad. So, you know, there's times where you can do a strategy like that where you're stacking players on a team, but most of the time it's not going to work out too well.
Yeah, I'm big on stacking with the running back or with the wide receiver and the quarterback.
Right.
Like a couple weeks ago when I won all that money, I had Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers. That was huge.
Exactly. Yeah.
This week, a couple of the stacks that I like Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson again. I like Jay Cutler to Alshon Jeffrey, not to Brandon Marshall, but to Alshon. I like Ben Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown. That's a sneaky one. And like Russell Sweat said, not a lot of players are going to use that. So that could really get you up there in points. You're not using a lot of money, and you're not really competing against other people that maybe have the Drew Brees to Jimmy Graham connection, which is always very popular.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham is just going to kill you in those salary dollars, and same thing with Drew Brees. You can definitely get a lot more value out of a Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger hookup if you're going to do something like that.
All right, Anthony, the emails are piling in, and I see a couple more people on the phone line, 855-728-7500. We're going to take a quick break. More Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings right after this.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights, Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
I Amendola starts in motion left to right. He joins Edelman there. Brady drops back. He's looking left. He rolls right. He looks across the middle. He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Who's back? Big boy. My gosh. Talk about a catch radius.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings here on Patriots.com Radio. I said it in the first segment. I'm expecting a coming out party, primetime action with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski on Monday night. And you may even see me using my man Gronk in some of my DraftKings lineups for week four.
He might need to be in there. I mean, I think he's got a good chance to turn it around this weekend. Kansas City is just, like we said, you know, it's one of those things where last year everybody picked up Kansas City's defense. They did great for whoever picked them up. They were drafted, you know, high for a defense this year, and they're not doing anything this year. So Gronkowski, Tom Brady, Shane Vereen, all these guys have a great chance to have a great game this weekend on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know six teams are on a bye this weekend. Luckily, the Pats are playing on Monday night, so we should know a little bit more about the Shane Vereen situation. We'll see if Kevin, there'll be an injury report on Saturday, right?
There will. Sorry, on the phone.
Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll know more about Shane Vereen's injury. He's dealing with that shoulder injury, and I think that might be a little bit of a concern, considering we expect him to be catching a lot more passes these days. But, hey, Gronk says he's ready for more action, and I think he'll get it on Monday night. He seems like one of those guys that just excel in the prime time. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. We're going to get into some emails now. The first one is from Dan Perry. Oh, Dan says, "Sup, guys. Can't get on the phone to do this in person, but I have to eat some crow. I guaranteed a win over Bill Enright in the FF Champs Challenge last week. And I got it handed to me by him. I'm naming my lineup last week Great Chickens because everyone laid an egg. Enjoy it while it lasts, Bill." And that's Perry 04. Dan Perry, you know, it takes a man to admit not only when it was wrong, but when it was lost and says, "Hey, you know, you did a good job. My team sucked." So good for Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, good. You can recognize that. But you know what? You got another 14 weeks this season to stick it to Bill. So you got to bring it. You got to bring it strong these next 14 weeks.
I finished in 10th or 11th, so there are 10 people out there that beat me. We just haven't heard from them.
Yeah, no one's calling in or emailing in to say they beat up on us. So
Weird.
That's all right. What are you gonna do?
All right, Dan Martin has some lightning speed questions. We love that. Full point PPR in the flex, DeSean Jackson or Kyrie Robinson?
DeSean Jackson.
I wish everybody asked their questions like this.
I love it. 1, 2, 3.
He is by far the best emailer in terms of simplicity. Him and Andrew from Cali. Simplicity of emails, direct and to the point, no nonsense, very easy. All right, number two, TD only league. Pierre Thomas, Fred Jackson, Chris Johnson, Mike Wallace.
Pierre Thomas.
All right. I agree with you. I guess
there's going to be a lot of points in that game. Yeah, Chris Johnson against the Lions, do not like. We got Mike Wallace on the injury report. So, I mean, if he plays, I do like him. Mike Wallace is having a really good year, but you're going to be waiting to see if he plays. I mean, that Pierre Thomas Saints-Cowboys game, a lot of points are going to go up on the board this weekend for those two teams.
I would say Fred Jackson, but it's okay if we split some decisions once in a while. Third question from Dan. TD only league, tight end, Niles Paul or Charles Clay?
Got to go with the hot hand in Niles Paul right now.
Yeah, especially if we don't know Clay will play. Right?
Yeah, it's still questionable this week once again, so we're going to find out. But, yeah, I got to feel more confident with Niles Paul, especially in a game tonight that should see a lot of points to iffy defenses, especially on the back end.
All right, Paven's next emailer, and he basically needs us to set his entire lineup. Two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex. Let's start off with the two running backs. LeSean McCoy, CJ Spiller, Donald Brown, Shane Vereen.
You're not taking LeSean McCoy out of your lineup.
No.
That's a fact. I'm going to say CJ Spiller, and I'm going to put Donald Brown in the flex automatically.
All right, good. Good move there. Wide receivers, Julio Jones, Kelvin Benjamin, Cordarrelle Patterson, or Brandon Cooks. Good receivers there. Wow.
Yeah, obviously you can't take Julio Jones out of your lineup at all right now. That guy is the best wide receiver in fantasy football this year. Number two, though, this is interesting. I want to say Brandon Cooks again, just because how many points I think that game is going to put up. I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson's going to get a lot of touches now, but I'm gonna go with Brandon Cooks and Julio Jones for wide receivers right here.
I'm going to go with Kelvin Benjamin and Julio Jones.
You can't go wrong with Kelvin Benjamin. That guy is a monster.
And then we already said Donald Brown in the flex, right? So we're good there.
You got to get Donald Brown in there somewhere. Yeah, definitely.
Perfecto. Jump back to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. Our friend James is in a 12-team standard league. Hello, James.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Well, thanks, man.
So I have a few questions. I don't know who I should start. Should I either start Tony Romo or Kirk Cousins?
I think we're going to get this question a lot, Anthony, because I know Tony Romo's been disappointing a lot of people out there. But we're going to hammer home this point. We're expecting a lot of points in the Saints and Cowboys matchup. We don't like Thursday night matchups, so yeah. Go with Tony Romo.
Okay. Another thing. You guys are talking about keeping an eye on people who drop players.
Correct.
One of the guys in my league dropped the Cincinnati defense.
Really?
So, yeah.
Who? All right, well, that begs the question is, who are using defense for this week since the Bengals are on a bye?
I usually drop kickers and defense and keep switching it up like you guys always say. So this week I picked the Lions D.
All right, but if you can't do that for the Bengals because they have a bye this week.
Yeah. So I was thinking since these are the players who I have on my bench, I have Donald Brown starting, Eddie Lacy starting.
Who do you have on your bench that you would consider dropping for a defense that's on a bye this week?
Okay. Well, the only player I could think of is Bernard Pierce because he really hasn't done anything the last couple weeks.
I would just hold on to the Lions for now, drop him next week, and try to get the Bengals.
Okay. And should I drop Bernard Pierce? Because I need a kicker, so that's the only person I can think of dropping.
You can't drop your current kicker?
No, I already dropped him. I already dropped him.
Who'd you pick up?
I picked up the Lions defense because I'd asked for Kirk Cousins this week. And I got him.
Okay.
So I dropped the.
I follow you. Can you drop Bernard Pierce for a kicker? It hurts, but you're not going to take a zero.
Yeah, because I have Donald Brown, Eddie Lacy, Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill, Mark Ingram, Josh Gordon, Emmanuel Sanders, Julio Jones, Cordell Patterson, Michael Crabtree, and Delaney Walker. So unless you guys tell me to drop any of those guys.
Anthony, what do you think? Does he drop Donald Brown or not Donald? Did he drop Bernard Pierce or Mark Ingram?
Yeah, I was just thinking Mark Ingram myself. Mark Ingram is one of these guys who I think can be dropped right now. I mean, someone might snatch him up, but if Kyrie Robinson and Pierre Thomas show some promise in that backfield, it's just going to be even more confusing, and Ingram's going to have to work himself back in there. And again, injury-prone. And over the last couple of years, he's had a few flashes here and there, but he's not consistently good every single week where you can feel confident playing him, even in a flex spot, I don't think.
Right. So there you go. I'd probably drop Mark Ingram instead of Bernard Pierce. I'd hold on to Pierce for a little bit. Emails. Back to your emails. We have Dan Higgins. Higgins now in Seattle. We still have to come up with a nickname for this poor guy.
We do.
Hey, guys. Higgins, formerly of Hoplican, here with a standard league question. First undefeated. Thank you for your advice. I thought they said thanks in advance, but he said thanks for your advice. In a flex spot, should I start standard league? CJ, 0K, Vereen, or Kelvin Benjamin? I think that one's pretty easy.
I got to stick with Shane Vereen right here.
Ooh, I was going to say Benjamin.
I'm telling you, Shane Vereen that Monday night, the Patriots, I mean, I know they're not looking like the Patriots of, you know, the past couple of years, dominating like they should, had a rough go last week. Bill Belichick is going to be on those guys. They're going to come out fired up. I think Shane Vereen is going to have a good game this week against the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, well, let's break this one down by the numbers here, and then we'll decide. Benjamin has had at least 8 targets in every one of his games. In 2 of the 3 games, he scored a touchdown. In 2 of the 3 games, he's gone over 90 yards. That's pretty good for a rookie.
That is definitely very good for a rookie.
All right, Shane Vereen. Week 3 against the Oakland Raiders, 7 attempts, 20 yards. No touchdowns. 6 targets, 4 catches, 17 yards. A little over 4 yards per catch. Against the Minnesota Vikings, 6 rushes again, 40 yards, no touchdowns, only 2 targets, for one reception, 0 yards. Week one against Miami, 7 attempts. We're certainly seeing a theme with the amount of the attempts. 7, 6, and 7. 7 attempts, 36 yards, 1 touchdown, and then he had his best game receiving, 8 targets, 5 catches, 35 yards. All right. Now, Shane Vereen, when he gets into the end zone, now remember, Higgins is in a non-PPR league. When he gets into the end zone, he'll score your 14 points in the non-PPR format. When he doesn't get into the end zone, he'll score your 4 points.
Right, yeah. Kelvin Benjamin's going to
put you feel like eight. I just feel like Benjamin's floor is a little bit higher than Vereen's.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that Baltimore defense is, you know, not what it was. It's starting to turn around a little bit. They're building it up again. I mean, but they've only allowed one receiver to go over 90 yards, and that was A.J. Green on them. So, you know, these other receivers, they're kind of shutting down. I mean, even Antonio Brown just barely got to that 90-yard mark. So,
that's true.
It's one of those toss-up situations, I really think. I mean, the Patriots... You know how they are with running backs. All it takes is Shane Vereen to have one big play or two big plays in that game, and he's going to be touching the ball every single time out of that running back spot. So I'm going to stick with my gut. I'm going to stick with Shane Vereen. But Kelvin Benjamin, it's not like, you know, it's a horrible play. It's a great play just as much as Shane Vereen.
Next email is from Michael, who says, all running backs are on buys. Hey, guys, I'm in a 10-team PPR league. I have Andre Ellington, Monte Ball, Jeremy Hill on a bye. My other running backs are Droik Bell and Niall Davis. My wide receivers are Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown. Ooh. Wow.
That's stacked.
My bench is Terrence Williams, Michael Floyd, Brian Quick. I have Kirk Cousins and Cutler. Should I drop someone and pick up Bobby Rainey, Tolia Farro, LeGarrette Blount, or stay par and take what the guys I have give me? Knowing going forward I have a strong squad. I am undefeated, by the way. Hashtag the truth. I think he's just playing Droik Bell and Niall Davis this week. I'm not dropping anyone for Bobby Rainey, Taliaferro, or Blount. Not on this team.
Yeah, the Taliaferro you can't trust right now. Blount is a one-week Band-Aid. And Rainey, if Doug Martin comes back, Doug Martin is going to be the guy to lose it again because Rainey coughed up the ball twice last game. So you can't drop Niall Davis, especially if Jamal Charles is going to be out or gets hurt again. Just look at what Niall Davis is doing. So and even when Charles comes back, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to keep Niall Davis, keep giving him work. So you got to rock Droik Bell and Niall Davis this week.
All right, next email is from our friend Butters. He says, hey, Feller, did you see the South Park last night, by the way?
I did not, no.
Kevin, did you?
I don't watch, to be honest, I just don't watch South Park very much.
Well, that's a mistake. One.
I probably should, but.
It's hilarious.
South Park's hilarious.
From what I've seen, it is. It's just I don't know. I generally don't watch, to be honest, a ton of TV unless it's football or like some type of sporting event.
My girlfriend rips me because it's a cartoon. But I don't care. Anytime it's on, I'll watch it. I don't. So what is it on Wednesday at 10 o'clock? I don't sit at my TV and like have a DVR or watch it like, you know, religiously every week. But when it's on, I'll watch it. And last night I just happened to catch it from the beginning, and it was awesome. Totally attacked the NFL. Totally attacked Roger Goodell. Totally attacked Dan Schneider and the Washington Redskins. It was so funny. One of those classic South Park episodes where they really hit a home run with everything that's going on in, you know, today's world. It was just one of those classics. I loved it.
Those two guys are hilarious. Trey Parker, Matt Stone, man. I love South Park. I don't really catch them, like you said. Brand new. I mean, reruns, whatever, I'll catch them. But you know what? You can't make fun of people for watching cartoons. These cartoons nowadays, I feel like they're more geared toward adults than kids anyway. I mean, it's just half the stuff going on in those cartoons. You're like, I don't know why kids would be watching this. This is just kind of inappropriate. But you know what? We love it, and that's all that matters.
Anyway, Butters, a character from South Park, which is why I went off on that tangent, says, hey, fellers, PPR format, pick one running back, pick one flex, Shane Vereen, Darren Sproles, Droik Bell, Kevin Benjamin, Kendall Wright. You want to go both running backs here? I know that's what you're going to say.
I am not going to say that, actually. Darren Sproles is going to be my running back, and okay. I'm going to go with Kendall Wright in my flex for this week.
What?
Yeah, PPR.
I'm not on the same page this week.
I'm sticking with Kendall Wright in my flex in a PPR league. I mean, the Colts... they have no defense. I mean, they let Blake Bortles come into the game and throw two touchdown passes to the Jacksonville Jaguar wide receivers we just talked about. We're not too impressed with. And Kendall Wright has a lot more skill. And like you said, hey, you're betting on Charlie Whitehurst. So if he comes in there, I'm putting my money on him, too. I'm going Kendall Wright and Darren Sproles this week.
All right, so Vereen's getting the bench spot and Benjamin?
Yeah, they are.
All right, I can't do that. I'm going to go with Sproles and Kelvin Benjamin. Pick two running backs in a flex, Chris Johnson, Joyke Bell, Justin Forsett, DeAndre Hopkins. Let's try to get Hopkins in there because I think he's going to have a big game.
Yeah, he's got to be in a flex. I don't like all three of those running backs. Man.
Chris Johnson up against the Lions, tough defense. Joyke Bell up against the Jets, tough defense.
Yeah, Forsett's got the Panthers.
Forsett, Panthers, tough defense.
Le'Veon Bell torched the Panthers last week, so I want to say Forsett's one of my running backs. Okay. And the Detroit Lions have a better offense than the New York Jets, so I'm gonna go with Joyke Bell this week over Chris Johnson.
All right, I'm with you there. Chris Johnson, very disappointing the last couple weeks.
That's a tough pick.
Plenty more emails to get to, some more phone calls as well. Plus, our friend Nick Morgan, a.k.a. Bodog, is going to help us go over some of the over and unders for Week 4 and will help identify the fantasy players in those matchups that can help you win some real money playing at DraftKings. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. And as we're welcoming you back to the show, we're welcoming in Nick Morgan, a.k.a. Bodog, who is an author at FFChamps.com. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Good, Bill. How you doing? Hey, Anthony.
What's up, Nick?
Every week, Nick does a great article that actually Russell was giving you some props a little bit earlier in the show. I'm not sure if you heard it.
I heard it.
Yeah. Every week, Nick kind of looks at the Vegas lines and looks at the overs, looks at the unders, and kind of identifies a handful of games, four or five games every week, and says, okay, well, New Orleans and Dallas, 53 points, biggest over of the week, expect a lot of points. Philly, San Francisco, maybe a lot of people wouldn't think of that game because 49ers defense typically or traditionally very good, not as much this year. They're another team with a big over. And then, of course, he looks at some games with some unders, like 40 for the Miami Dolphins and the Oakland Raiders, 40.5 for the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans, or 41 for Carolina and the Baltimore Ravens. Those are defensive battles. Those are the struggles that we don't like to use when it comes to daily fantasy. So, Nick, what do you say we start off with the teams that have big-time over-unders, the New Orleans Saints, Dallas Cowboys, primetime game, Sunday night, football night in America, biggest over of the week with 53 points?
I love it, not only because of the probably a ton of points scored, but also it's Sunday night, so you get some late juice where, you know, if you need to come back on some people, you know, you can do that. I love having Sunday night and Monday night juice.
There you go.
It's one thing I tend to look for. But in this game, you got to look at DeMarco and Dez, even though they're, you know, relatively expensive. Murray has put up 25 or more fantasy points each week. Dez has over 20 in the last 2 weeks, including 29 points in week two against the Titans, who aren't that bad against the pass. So there, I think you gotta, if you want to build a team around those two, I would, you know, go ahead and do it. I'd stay away from Romo and Witten just because, you know, there's better value at their pricing. Like, Witten is 4,200 Ertz in the Philly game, which we'll talk about is only 4,000. So
yeah.
I think there's some better options there.
I'm surprised you don't like Romo, though. Romo, $6,700 bucks.
Yeah, I just don't trust him. And I'd rather, you know, trust Roethlisberger, quite frankly, right around the same price.
Hmm.
You know, and that's just I wouldn't. If someone said, I'm going with Romo, I wouldn't say that's a bad play. My own personal choice there.
Tony Romo in the first three games has not gotten over 300-yard mark, and his best game was in week three against the St. Louis Rams where he had two touchdowns. Other than that, it's been one touchdown, and not over 300 yards yet. So I understand why you're cautious, but sometimes that price, $6,700 in a game that we know is going to be high-scoring, I don't know, Nick. I kind of like Romo this week.
As I said, I'm not going to damn anyone who goes with him, because yeah. he has proved it over the last few years that he can be a fantasy monster, even if, you know, in the real world of football, it's just not, you know, happening for him.
So, Anthony, you know, what do you think about Tony Romo this week? We said he was going to be one of the most frustrating players, in that some weeks he's going to play really badly, which we've seen him do the first month of the season, and then other weeks he's going to play really good, and you're going to be upset because you didn't start him. Where do you come down in the Romo debate this week?
Look, we got a lot of people last week and this week right now already calling in, and it seems to be a Tony Romo, Kirk Cousins debate. Everybody who had Tony Romo picked up Kirk Cousins, myself included. Played Kirk Cousins last week, but this week I am going with Tony Romo. He seems to be getting a little better every single week. Like you said, he added an extra touchdown this week. Hasn't hit over 300 yards yet. That Saints defense, that back end, I was expecting a lot more from them this year with those signings. Jairus Byrd, it's just not working out for him. I don't know why. They don't look good. So Tony Romo, I think, is a good play this week. I think at home, prime time, he's going to start looking a little better, more like Tony Romo every single week. And I think this week he has a big, big game.
All right, so Nick, on the flip side of that, Drew Brees, one of the most expensive quarterbacks of the week, $9,300. Again, he's playing in the game with a 53-point over-under, one of the biggest of the week. Brees, our third-ranked quarterback this week, the highest-salaried quarterback in terms of DraftKings salary, and yet he's only averaging 18 points a game.
I'm right there with you. I look at it and... And, you know, and I've looked at the tool that you've got now on Fantasy Football Champs, and his cost per point is high. I wouldn't want to use the salary on him, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd much rather go with, if you want to, Romo, or you go with a Cousins, or you go with Nick Foles. I mean, I think there's just so much better value where you could spend that extra $1,300 if you, let's say, you went with Foles. You can spend that extra $1,300. If you went with Romo, you've got an extra, $2,600 to spend. And you could, you know, hook up Graham for that. You know, Graham's coming in at $7,500. If you go with a slightly cheaper quarterback, you know, you've got Graham. You got to figure if Breeze is going to have a good day, most likely he's going to be throwing it to Graham, so you're going to get the points on that end, and not, you know, have more money to spend in other places.
Here's why I love that tool that we keep referencing, the FFCPI for DraftKings, that has the player salary. You look at a guy like Breeze, $9,300. I have him ranked number three, top three quarterback this week. That's awesome. I'm expecting him to have a great game. But number two, Philip Rivers at $7,700. That's where the value comes into play, and that's what will help you stack up at other positions.
I already created a lineup, and I got Philip Rivers. He was the first player I plugged in.
That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing. I've been using Rivers, and I've been using Romo.
I think that's the winning strategy this week, is not to take the big name, you know, the big price quarterbacks. You got a couple of them. You got Brees, you got Andrew Luck. I mean, $9,300. I just don't like spending that much.
Yeah.
On a quarterback.
I thought DraftKings used to have amount of percentage owned in tournaments. Did they get rid of that?
When the tournament goes and you click on your contest and you click on a player, you know, like your team or someone else's team, it'll show the percent
of how much he's used.
How much he's used. They can't really do it before.
Right. Yeah.
They're not going to tell you who hit.
Yeah, sure.
I'd love it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh, this guy's using him. I'll use the other guy.
All right, so enough about the quarterbacks, Drew Brees and Tony Romo. Let's move over to some of the wide receivers in this game. And we'll throw Jimmy Graham into that conversation, too. He's quite expensive this week. But then players like Brandon Cooks, Pierre Thomas, Terrence Williams, not that expensive. So Jimmy Graham and Dez Bryant, very expensive. Some of the other guys, the running back twos or the running wide receiver twos, not that much money.
Love Brandon Cooks. He's averaging 15 fantasy points per game for the first 3 weeks. He's $5,300 bucks, and he seems to be Breeze's target. You know, I mean, what, Colston got shut out. You know, so, you know, not that I think Colston will always get shut out, but it definitely seems that Cooks is becoming a real look for Breeze. And at 5,300, you can't beat that.
Yeah, that's what I like about him. His salary is certainly not anything crazy, and he's getting, you know, six or eight catches a game, and it's a full-point PPR league. That's awesome.
Yep. Same with Pierre Thomas at 5,400. On the, you know, because it's PPR, his value becomes that much more.
Right, and that's the main thing, and it goes back to one of the Ten Commandments. And what is it? You always have to know your scoring system.
Got to know the scoring system. If you don't know it, you're not going to win. I mean, you might get dumb luck and do something good out of it, but as if you study that scoring system, you know who's better at PPR, who's better at standard. It gives you a huge advantage over a lot of other people who might just be jumping in there and saying, I like this guy because of his name. I like this guy because he's on my hometown team. If you go in there prepared, you got a better chance to win.
All right, let's move over to the games that aren't expected to be as high scoring here.
Can I just say something about Philly-San Francisco?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
It's a great game because it's going to be high scoring, and everybody is relatively cheap. You've got McCoy at 7,000. You got Macklin, Crabtree, all under 7,000. Foles and Kaepernick under 8,000.
Yeah.
Jordan Matthews, 55. I mean, it's just... it's going to be a high-scoring game, and the players are kind of cheap.
Okay. Yeah, I like Crabtree this week, and I like Macklin. Both of them should have good games, full-point PPR. And I know you mentioned Zach Ertz, too. He's very cheap at $4,000, I think.
$4,000, yep.
All right, let's shift our focus over to some of the games that have a low over-under. Miami-Oakland, 40.5. That game's in London. I will not have any Dolphins or Raider player on any of my rosters this weekend. DraftKings are traditional.
I was just going to say, forget it. just if you want to watch the game, go ahead and watch the game on Red Zone, but just forget about it.
Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. We don't know if Arian Foster is going to play. If he doesn't, Alfred Blue becomes very intriguing because he's still relatively cheap.
I really like DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, Hopkins is another guy. Bill O'Brien came out this week and said we have to focus on getting him the football. And I can see them certainly doing that this weekend.
He's looking good. He's 4,800. Andre Johnson is not getting the touchdowns. And so if you're going to take a Houston wide receiver, I think Hopkins is the one you want to get. And you know, real-time fantasy is a different story. But I really like Hopkins this week.
Nick, do you remember off the top of your head, do you remember what the Steelers-Bucks over-under was?
Steelers Bucks? No, but I do have it. Let me just pull it up real quick. Steelers Bucks.
The only reason why I ask is because a little bit earlier when Russell called in, one of our dedicated callers,
45.
He called in. It's 45. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
He asked a question of what do you think of stacking up on the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown's cheap. $7,800. I have him ranked as my number two wide receiver this weekend. We know he's a PPR monster. He's been getting into the end zone. Le'Veon Bell, and what do you call him, man? The Doobie Brother?
The Doobie Brothers, yeah. The Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount, man.
One part of that Doobie Brother duo has been playing phenomenal, probably top three running back so far this year. But would you stack up on a team like the Steelers this weekend against the Bucks? 45 at the over-under. Who knows? I mean, 35 of those points could be from the Steelers by themselves.
I mean, it could be 45-0.
Right.
Let's be real here. We are talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
I love stacking.
So do I.
Players is a little, I mean, it's like I get a little antsy, but with this game, I would have no problem doing it. In fact, I already have.
With the Steelers?
Yeah.
Really?
I have one lineup that has those three players in it.
How many contests are you doing this week?
I'm trying to cut down. It's like, you know, I'm trying to do about five lineups, and, you know, I'm going to get in all the, the $27, big contests with those, and then a bunch of 50-50.
Yeah, see, that's smart. And you know what? Dan Perry, another one of our writers, Perry 04, who emailed in earlier and congratulated me because he guaranteed victory last week and he lost. He does a great job of bankroll management. and really how to properly get in the right contests without just going for all the pipe dreams. And you mentioned a 50-50. 50% of the people win, and you win, you know, you double up on your money. It's a really good way to just slowly increase your bankroll. You're not risking a whole lot, and you're not just going out there and saying, you know, just playing for $100 and boom, you lose it. You're playing for $10, $15, and you're winning $20 or $30.
Yeah, especially for a newer player who, you know, he takes 10 weeks, builds his bankroll up. They now know how to do it, and then they can get into maybe one of these really big contests and take down a lot of money.
Nick Morgan from FFChamps.com, a.k.a. Bodog, always helping us out, looking at the over and unders and identifying the fantasy players to target in those high-scoring matchups. Nick, certainly appreciate your time today. Best of luck to you in week four.
Anytime, Bill. I'm going to – and I want to give you kudos. You were four spots ahead of me in the contest last week.
You know, I finished in 11th. I'm still waiting for someone to call in and say, or email in, say, hey, I beat your butt, and no one's done it yet.
Hey, I wish I could.
All right, Nick. Thank you, and best of luck to you.
And have a good weekend.
Thanks.
See you, Nick.
Yeah, Anthony, where are these people that beat me? There's 10 of them out there somewhere.
I don't know. Obviously, you know, people hear us talking. We tell them, you know, come try to beat us, and then they do, and then nobody wants to talk. So that's not fun, man. If you beat us, call us, email us, give us something, anything.
Yeah, and almost like it's like almost. Do you watch the league?
I love the league.
Okay, Kevin, do you watch the league? I don't watch TV.
I think he's on the phone. It's sports related, so I'm hoping he watches it.
A couple weeks ago, Andre did something. He used Jay Glazer.
The Jay Glazer slams.
Yes. He used Jay Glazer to talk some trash to his. You know, he had like a radio, and Jay Glazer was giving him lines to say. And his friends found out, and they wanted to punish him, but they didn't want to tell him what the punishment was. And they figured out the punishment was worse of Andre not knowing what the punishment was going to be.
Right.
Then them coming out with an actual punishment. And I feel like that's what everyone that beat me last week, like, they don't want to call in, they don't want to email in and say, you know, like, it's almost like worse not knowing who beat me because I don't get to hear from them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's exactly like
the
situation.
It is. It kind of is. I mean, you're kind of going nuts over yourself now saying, who beat me? And no one's going to come forward and say it. So I guess, you know, they're going to have, like, to do it again.
Yeah, I'm torturing myself more than anyone else could torture me over the phone. 855-728-7500. webradio@patriots.com is the email. Kevin, we were trying to check in with you. Do you watch the league?
I do not.
Oh, man. FFXX. It's a show about fantasy football.
I've heard of it. I just have never watched it.
It's a comedy about fantasy football. And
well, I'm well aware of what it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I just like I said, I'm not a huge TV show guy.
Well, Nick from Boston, did he really beat me, or is he just trying to get on the air?
No, I think he's really beat you. He's very passionate about it.
All right. Well, let's hear from him. Maybe this will be the first person that can call in and say they beat me. Nick from Boston, what did you do last week?
Guys, you guys have a really short memory, man. It's pretty impressive. I called in on Tuesday to tell you that I was less than a dollar away from winning, and you looked at my lineup. You said, "Oh yeah, you did come in fifth," and now you're saying no one called in to talk about how they got higher than you. I don't know.
Oh yeah, you did call in. Well, only one person called in, and you didn't finish in the top. Did you finish in the money?
No, but I told you I came less than a dollar away from doing so. But
less than a point away
from doing so. So
Well, listen.
You know, I mean, and this is my first time doing it, man. You've been doing it for how long? You know,
that,
come on,
Nick. That's very true, and I'm glad that you called back in, and at least someone out there is able to say they beat my score. But at the end of the day, we're both losers because you didn't win any money either.
That's true. But, you know, I finished higher than you in the standings.
You did.
Hey, boss, you're a loser.
Yeah, you did. And I'll give you credit for that all day. But we're both in the same category, whereas we didn't win any money.
That's true. But now this weekend I'm trying to, you know, I'm getting back up there trying to win my way into this $1 million thing. They've got these satellite, you know, tickets into the $1 million contest the week after this. So
yeah, what's fun about the satellites is
One, you can get in the beginner contest. I don't know how many contests you played, but you said that last week was your first time. Right. So you can get into a beginner contest. But the satellites are for like 25 cents. And if you win them, you'll get a free ticket to a $10 tournament. And then if you win that, you get a free ticket to a $27 tournament. So for a very minimal investment, you can have some fun. You could really learn how to play and what it takes to fill out a winning lineup. I like the satellites. I think they're a really clever way on behalf of DraftKings that kind of just got people interested in the game and got them to figure out how to play, and it takes off from there, man.
And allows you to play with multiple lineups too, and you know, I mean, submit multiple ones for penny, you know, like cents. I mean, yeah, like you said, 25 cents. It makes pretty good financial sense to me, anyway.
So, Nick, who are you thinking about using this weekend?
Well, I mean, you guys were just talking about Hopkins. I mean, I took him last week, and I mean, I like him again a little bit. I'm not putting him in every lineup, but. He's a guy, like you guys were saying. I mean, he gets the touchdowns that Andre Johnson should be getting. So,
yeah.
You know, I kind of like him. I'm a big fan of obviously people playing against Jacksonville. So Donald Brown and Rivers are on a couple lineups, and I'm gonna take your guys' word for it that Jimmy Graham's gonna come back this week. Because no more of this Hill stuff. I want him catching those passes. So
well, listen, Dallas Cowboys have been brutal against the tight end. The only thing, I don't have anything against Jimmy Graham. I think he's going to be the number one tight end this week. That being said, his salary is out of control. It's so much money, $7,500. It's ridiculous.
That's astronomical.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers is $200 more than Jimmy Graham is.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'm not using Jimmy Graham this weekend, because he's just too expensive.
He's too expensive. And then, you know, if he busts, like Brandon Marshall busted on you last week. Then
he busted all over me.
So there you go. You know, I'm just refreshing your guys' memory. Just don't say that no one calls in, all right?
No, I appreciate that, Nick. I do. I have short-term memory loss.
This weekend, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Nick.
How about that? Rude awakening from Nick. Tell me not to forget. Never forget. I beat
Nick's
you.
Our boy, yeah. We got to give love to Nick now all the time. So we'll be on the lookout for him this week. If he calls in this Tuesday because he beat you, we're not going to forget him this time, I promise.
No, absolutely not. How can I forget that? I sent out a tweet saying, I don't know, fantasy football managers must have short-term memory loss because just last week, Brandon Marshall had 3 touchdowns, and this week, everyone's asking me if they should drop him or trade him. So apparently I'm a short-term memory loss victim as well.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Todd in Jacksonville, 10-team PPR league. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. So I can't. You in cause
hello?
Hello? I talked about grass.
Todd? Hello? Hey, is he out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey now.
There he is.
Yeah, I emailed you last week about the contest, and I talked to those guys, and then I emailed you Tuesday telling you that, I got my butt handed to me. And I couldn't call in, and he had a little snide remark, I went over, he couldn't call in. But I had something to do, but anyways, I'm calling in now, like I said I would.
Okay, thank you. but you beat me or no? You didn't even beat me, did you?
No, I got my butt handed to me.
Oh, well, that's all right. First time playing?
Yeah, first time playing.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Was it? All right, good.
I'm starting again this weekend.
All right, cool. $1 million in week 5. I'm going to be talking about it a lot next week. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then that might be the last time you ever hear me talk again, because if I win $1 million, I'm not going to be doing this show for 2 hours every Tuesday and Thursday. Sorry, Kev.
Right. Hey, I got some lineup questions for you.
Sure, what do you got?
All right, right now I got Rivers starting in, quarterback. I got Le'Veon Bell starting one. And then I have a decision of whether I need to start Kiri, Sproles, or Joik in my second running back in this PPR league.
Sproles. Yeah, no question there.
All right. And then one of my wide receivers starting is Cobb, and the other one is right now I've got Golden Tate. Or Golden Tate, or I can't even remember the other guy.
Probably Golden Tate then.
And then flex, do you think it's to go Kiri or Kyrie?
Over who? You didn't give us another option yet. You just said Golden Tate.
Kyrie, Joik.
Oh, Joik.
Joik Bell.
I don't like Joik Bell this week against the Jets.
Yeah, tough matchup.
Yeah, I'd probably go Kyrie Robinson, unless you can think of that other receiver that you forgot.
Brandon Cooks.
Oh.
Brandon Cooks.
Well, yeah. That's a big difference. Go with Brandon Cooks. Yeah, go with Brandon Cooks. In the flex zone. No flex. No. All right.
All right, guys. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate
it. Take it easy.
Is $1 million even enough to retire from these days? It's not, right?
No, so not even close.
No, it's not. So even if I win that money, like, can I'm probably going to be begging to still be back here for every Tuesday and Thursday talking.
You're going to have to beg now that people know you said you're going to get out of here if you win. So it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to have to beg next time.
I like immediately regretted that decision. I'm like, wait, $1 million really isn't that much money compared to retirement money.
Right.
It's great money, and I want it playing fantasy football, but I'm not retiring from that.
Right. Did you hear that Bill Simmons thing about how he got suspended? He was talking on his podcast. He called out Roger Goodell, and he basically said to ESPN, "Oh, you know, suspend me if you don't like what I'm saying or whatever." And they suspended him. Right? It's like you. If I win $1 million, I'm out. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
By out, I mean I'm in for at least 15, 20 more years.
I'm taking a break for like a week, and that is it.
Yeah. Next caller is Tim in St. Louis. He's in a 12-team PPR league. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing good, man. What do you got
What's
for
up?
Us?
This could be your second caller saying I beat you. I'm
T-Web71. Hold on for verification processing purposes. T-Web71. Let me go to my history. Last 7 days. FF Champs exclusive contest. Results. T-Web071 finishing 10th place. I finished in 11th. 141 points. I had 138. Congratulations, T-Web. You did finish in front of me.
Eat my butt.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations. Top 10 finish for you. Listen, there was a point last night, or there was a point in week three, where I was in front of you, and I screamed like a little girl because I shot up like 5 or 6 spots, and then they called back Brandon Marshall's touchdown, and then I went back to 138 points.
Yeah. I had Cutler going.
Oh, you had Cutler going. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at your team now. Cutler, Gio, Vereen, Edelman, Garcon, Percy, Zach Ertz, Donald Brown, Colts. We had a very similar team. I, too, had Gio. I, too, had Garcon, and I, too, had Percy.
Wow. Great minds think alike.
What's that?
Great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike, yeah. I wish I used your Donald Brown pick. That was a good pick. And who else was good for you? Julian Edelman was a good pick, too.
Yeah, he's a catching machine.
Well, that's why I plan on using him this weekend. A Monday night, I love that Monday night juice. I'll definitely be using Edelman, and I think I'm going to use Gronk, too.
Well, don't give too much of your swag. I'm going to try to beat you again.
Well, no. Hey, that's my job, man. I'm here to help everyone win some money.
I know.
I said this last week. I want people to beat me. I'd rather see everyone out there win some money because that does a couple things. One, it boosts my ego. Lets me know I'm doing a good job. Two, it gets more members back to FF Champs, and that's what I'm about. I want to see people win money playing fantasy football. That's why we give out the free membership if you go to ffchamps.com/pats, because we want people to win. That's what we do for – that's our business model. More people win, the better business is.
I like it.
Hey, you have a question for week four?
Question going to this week.
Okay.
Two different teams. The first one is I'm looking – my third wide receiver spot, I have Justin Hunter, but on the waiver wire, there's Eddie Royale and then Marcus Wheaton. Should I drop Hunter to pick up either one of those two, or just roll with Hunter?
Marcus Wheaton and who?
Eddie Royale.
Drop Hunter and pick up Eddie Royale? No. Drop Hunter and pick up Marcus Wheaton? Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, Marcus Wheaton gives you some long-term value, I think. I mean, he's one of those guys, you know, the Steelers are starting to hang up some points. So Marcus Wheaton, you know, he had a good week a few weeks ago. He looks pretty decent. He's going to probably get a little bit better as the season goes on. So picking up Marcus Wheaton for the season is not a bad pickup at all.
Yeah, perfect. Not bad.
Okay. And then in my other one, there's a couple questions in that one. I have Kaepernick and Cousins. Should I
bench Cousins and then play Kaepernick, or just roll with Cousins?
Oh, man. That's close. I have him ranked 9 and 11.
I know they're kind of close, but I just don't like those Thursday matchups.
I hate the Thursday night games. That's why I have Kaepernick ranked a little bit ahead of Cousins this week. So, yeah, go Kaepernick.
Right on. And then in the final one is my final flex. I already have Niles Davis in, but with Jamal Charles coming back, should I bench Davis in turn for a Kyrie Robinson, Justin Hunter, Chris Johnson?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Tim, how far are you from Kansas City?
How far am I? I'm probably about 3.5 hours.
Oh. Missouri's that big?
Pardon?
Missouri's that big?
Yeah. It's on the other end of freaking Missouri.
Oh, shoot. Because I was going to ask you know, our producer Kevin is coming out to Missouri this weekend. I was going to ask you if you have any spots for him to go visit.
Gotcha.
But I guess not.
Nope.
So we help you, but you really can't help us.
Hey, man, if he wants to crash at the house and stay at the crib for a little bit and then head over, he can do that.
Not if it's 3.5 hours away. Thanks for your time, Tim. Enjoy your weekend and best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Kev, I'm trying to help you, buddy.
I feel the pain.
Do you think most people know that Kansas City is in Missouri and not in Kansas?
My girlfriend didn't this morning.
See?
He thought I was trying to, like, pull the rug over her eyes.
Yeah, sweetie, why does your boarding pass say you're going to Missouri this weekend?
She also, when we were playing the Raiders last weekend, she had no idea where on God's green earth the city of Oakland was.
Well, I mean.
Didn't even know what state it was in.
Didn't know what state it was in?
Nope.
That's rough.
Isn't she a teacher?
She is.
Oh, God.
Science teacher.
Yeah, stick to those chemistry
and
biology.
Stick to the buns and burners and the beakers, huh?
Yeah.
Good
wow,
gravy.
Dude.
And then she claimed that I'm the only one who, the only reason I knew where it was is because of sports. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure I would know where it was. Even if Oakland didn't have, you know, what do they have? The Athletics, who do pretty much nothing. They're pretty decent this year. But yeah, I guess Moneyball brought some fame to Oakland. But I don't know. It's not like a really famous city. But
no, it's not.
But it's like, of all the years, you know, 28 years on this earth, whether it be in a textbook or a magazine or
somewhere, an
in-flight magazine, you know, or like walking through an airport and looking at a flight that was, you know, anything. I like to think that I would know where Oakland was, but
yeah,
I don't know. I was made a pariah here for knowing where Oakland was. You know, she was like, well, why do you know where it is? And I'm like, oh my God, here we go.
That is classic.
And I can't just say, because I'm smart, because then that would infer she's stupid, which she's clearly not. To be honest, she's way smarter than I am, book smart wise. But when it comes to real world smarts, she can't keep up. She can't hang.
She's dominant.
She can't
dominant
hang
over her.
No, so that's why we're a good team. You know, I bring the real world street cred, and she brings the book smarts.
Yeah, it's a problem if it's like an 80-20 or a 90-10 situation.
Yeah. So, but I was just like stunned. I literally was like a kid in a candy shop when I found someone that didn't know where Oakland was. You know, I was
Kansas City was in Missouri.
Yeah, I like couldn't believe it, like that it was that she was actually like serious, you know. And then we did a little research this morning on my iPhone, and the hotel that we're staying at is actually in Kansas. It's right over the border because Kansas City is like right on the border. And she was like, see, Kansas City is in Kansas. And I was like, well, there is a Kansas City, Kansas, but we're not staying there.
Oh, see, my man Nate G, who's listening to us right now on the radio, just hit me up on Twitter. He says, I live in KC. Where is Kev trying to go? What's his Twitter?
At Pat's Radio.
What did I told Kev? You that I'm big in Kansas City.
You are big.
All because of my friend Nick. But
yeah.
I'll Twitter introduce you to, I'll give you a Twitter intro to my friend Nate.
That sounds good. I think tomorrow's going to be a long day. I think Saturday, Sunday, I'll definitely do some exploring, and then Monday. I'll have a rental, too, I think.
Yeah? What kind of whip you get?
My own rental. I'm not sure until I pick it up. But
see, like, whenever I like try to rent a car, depending on where I am, like, unless I'm going skiing or, like, a mountain area, I always get an SUV.
Yeah.
But if I'm not, I'm, like, I'm going for that Camaro, or I'm going for, like, you know, that that Mustang or something.
Yeah, I doubt the company is going to rent me a Mustang, but
yeah,
it's probably like a Ford Focus.
No, I want something like with horsepower.
I'm not kidding you.
Especially if I want somewhere
probably,
flat like
it's
Kansas.
Probably a Ford Focus. I'm not gonna lie to you. I just gotta make sure I don't get hit by a tornado or anything like that.
Or like a Dodge Charger.
Okay, that's not a bad car.
That'd be nice.
Probably get like a nice like
you know,
SRT8.
Bill, there was one show that I didn't watch a ton, but we were talking about South Park earlier. But it was on History Channel, and it was kind of like Pawn Stars, but it was this guy. It was like God's Guns and Automobiles or something like that. Like, and it was this guy from Missouri who owned a shop, a car dealership, and literally people would come in, and it was like in the middle of nowhere. It was in Butler, Missouri, and people would come in and literally trade things to buy a car. They would trade like cattle or guns or whatever.
Cattle.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to try to find. Like, they'd bring in like you know a herd of sheep and be like, "What can I get for this?" And it'd be like, "Oh, here's your 2007 Ford Focus.
Here's your brand new car.
Here's Kevin's rental car."
You get a sheep to ride around on.
But so I kind of want to find that guy. He was pretty funny. But that's pretty much it.
I could try to make that.
I don't know much about Missouri. I've never been there. So, but go ahead.
Do we need to take a break or?
Yeah, we need to take a break.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be more back with more emails because I know they're coming in hot. Plenty more emails. Plenty more start and sit advice for Week 4 up next on the Fantasy Football Champs.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the whole entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99 at a Microsoft store near you.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Hello, welcome back. Week 4 of the fantasy football NFL season. Got a lot of emails to get to. I know a lot of people have some questions regarding their start and sit lineup decisions. Hey, six teams on a bye. A lot of people got questions. It's that time of year, folks. Week 4, bye weeks in play, injuries in play, and some poor performances. Guys that you don't trust anymore after just drafting them a couple weeks ago, that's also in play as well. So we're going to get to as many questions as possible to close out the show. I just don't know where we left off. I believe Richard is the next question.
All right, let's get to Richard then.
Richard, running back. No idea what his scoring is. Oh, 16-team PPR league. Richard asks a very, very easy question. He even makes it, like, nice, big, and bold in the font. I like that,
this
too.
This is great. Oh, man.
This is awesome. Running back, C.J. Spiller or Doug Martin?
Man, I really do like C.J. Spiller this week. He is one of my stars. I think, you know, he's getting the touches. He's not putting up the yardage that we were expecting out of him, but he's one of those guys where all it takes is one play, and he could put up 200 all-purpose yards in a game. Houston does not have the best defense. They have gotten run on, so I'm going to go with C.J. Spiller just because Doug Martin, we don't know how much work Bobby Rainey is going to get, so C.J. Spiller in that running back spot.
I'm a Spiller fan this week, too. Someone came after me pretty hard on Twitter this week saying, why is C.J. Spiller ranked so high ahead of Fred Jackson? And, like, he was going back and forth with me, a couple tweets back and forth, spitting out stats, and I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, oh, wow, do I really have Fred Jackson that low? I look it up, C.J. Spiller's at 9, Fred Jackson's at 12.
Yeah,
like, this guy was attacking me over 3 spots. Someone has to be ranked ahead of the other one. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's all there's going to be, so.
Richard asked a wide receiver question, Keenan Allen or Jordan Matthews?
Keenan Allen, I mean, the Jaguars, that's all there is. I mean, Jordan Matthews had a great game this past week, but we got to see him do it a little more consistently. He didn't do anything those first 2 weeks, so I'm going to go with Keenan Allen because I know I can expect bigger things out of him because he's a little more consistent right now.
Jacob has a simple wide receiver question, but I'll be the judge of that. Standard scoring league, Torrey Smith or Randall? I knew it was too good to be true when he said simple wide receiver question. I don't know if it's Randall Cobb, Randall, Reuben Randall, Antoine Randall L., I'm guessing it's
Antoine Randall L. Oh, man. Throwing touchdown passes in the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I'm guessing it's Reuben Randall, right?
I mean, I think so, too, yeah. Torrey Smith just has not looked like a number one wide receiver this year. Steve Smith just seems to be the guy, and Carolina coming into Baltimore, I think he's going to be in Joe Flacco's ear and saying, feed me the ball because I want to make these guys sorry. I would prefer Reuben Randall, personally. I mean, I know Torrey Smith is a better talent, but I'm not seeing anything out of him this year, so I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him this week either, and you said it with Steve Smith Sr. going up against his former team. I'm expecting him to have a big game in that one.
Yeah, he's
next email is from Matt, 12-team PPR league, half point. I need to pick up a kicker. You also might want to pick up a tight end. Who should I drop to get a kicker and also a tight end?
Justin Hunter? I mean, Justin Hunter looks like the most disposable player on his team from what I'm looking at right here.
It's between Justin Forsett and Justin Hunter, and I agree. The wide receiver is probably better. His quarterbacks, Brady and Palmer, I guess you got to keep both of them. He has Larry Tunell. I don't know.
Yeah, you can use Donnell this week. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. Obviously, you can't pick up Jordan Reed to use this week, but,
right,
you know, if it looks like he's coming back next week or in the next 2 weeks, then you could drop Donnell and pick up Jordan Reed. You know, Justin Forsett's another one you can drop if you want to pick up Jordan Reed or another tight end. But, you know, Larry Donnell is serviceable, especially if you're getting points per reception because Eli does target him.
Big Shooter checking in. Big Shooter in the house from the Valley of the Sun. Where the Haboobs are Haboobs and Monsoons are Monsoons.
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea. Is that like a... Kevin, you want to help us out with that one?
Some sort of Kansas City reference that we don't know.
Or like a New England thing that I'm not aware about? I don't know what that means. I just pulled the trigger on the following trade. How about an FF Champs letter grade? My trade from Mr. Clean Enright and PPR Halloween Monster.
the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. He wins. He gets Zach Stacy and Demaryius Thomas. He had to give up Chris Ivory and Michael Floyd. He won that one, right?
Yeah, how do you not win in that one, getting Demaryius Thomas and Zach Stacy?
As always, you do a great day, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, listen, anyone that's buying low on Demaryius Thomas right now is making a smart move. It's a very smart move.
Yeah, he's not looking like himself these first three games. Couple, you know, negative stats I saw out there on him today. I tweeted out, but he's going to turn it around. I mean, the whole Broncos team doesn't look like that same offensive juggernaut we saw last year, but I think with Wes Welker coming back into the mix, that's going to help everybody out.
Tommy O'Connell is the next emailer. He needs a wide receiver in a full-point PPR league. Oh, he needs two wide receivers, one wide receiver, one flex. Sammy Watkins, T.Y. Hilton, Travis Kelce, or Kendall Wright? Full-point PPR. I know you like Wright.
I like Wright. I mean, I would throw him in that flex spot. And, yeah, Sammy Watkins, I think he just has the most talent. He's going to get the most balls thrown his way as far as a wide receiver. I mean, T.Y. Hilton, obviously, but he's one of those boomer bust guys. You don't know what you're going to get from him. So I would go with Sammy Watkins and Kendall Wright.
You know, it's crazy. When I'm doing my running back rankings and six teams are on a bye, I'm like, wow, this is going to be tough. And it is. Like, I have, who's a good example? I have Donald Brown at number 10. I have Lamar Miller at number 11. Like, those guys probably wouldn't see the top 25 with all teams playing this weekend.
Right.
But wide receivers, doesn't matter. There are so many wide receivers. Sammy Watkins is my number 30 wide receiver this weekend.
Yeah.
There's just so many wide receivers.
Yeah, you got three per team. I mean, most of them have at least two useful wide receivers per team. Probably half the teams in the NFL, you got at least three that you can use. So, yeah, wide receivers so much more deep compared to running back. So, again, Sammy Watkins is in that 30 spot. But, you know, he's one of those guys. If you got him and he's your best option, you got to play him.
Short and sweet from Jack Street. Defensive question, 49ers, Dolphins, or Steelers? I'm going Steelers there.
Yeah, I think the Steelers got that best matchup for that defense.
Adam in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, guys, love the show. Pick two to start at wide receiver in a flex zone. Cordarrelle Patterson, Vincent Jackson, Kelvin Benjamin, Jordan Matthews, Terrence Williams. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. He needs three players here.
You got to keep Cordarrelle Patterson in there. You got to keep Kelvin Benjamin in there.
V-Jax, T-Will, J-Matt, all new nicknames.
Taking the first letter and three in the back.
That's it.
Vincent Jackson, I mean, he's probably the most consistent, the one guy you can totally trust. I'm going to stick with Vincent Jackson this week. I know, okay. Matthews, like I said, had a big game, but Vincent Jackson is the most trustworthy guy right now.
Neil in Pennsylvania, need one of these flex non-PPR. Darren Sproles, Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Crabtree, Kyrie Robinson.
Darren Sproles.
Okay. Needs to settle on one of these quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Tony Romo, Jay Cutler.
Oh, man. Tony Romo probably has the nicest matchup, but you can't sit Matt Ryan right now. Yeah. I mean, this guy's on fire. You can't sit Matt Ryan. He's got to stay in your lineup.
Two out of these four running backs, Stephen Ridley, Toby Gerhart, Bobby Rainey, LeGarrette Blount, the other half of the Doobie Brother.
Yeah, it's not pretty, Neil. Man, ugh. I just don't like Toby Gerhart. We talked about this. Toby Gerhart is on my hate list right now. I guess if Bobby Rainey plays, he's still going to get some touches. Rainey and Blount, man, this is tough. What do you think about these guys, Bill?
Ridley and Gerhart.
All right.
So gross. So gross.
It's so, oh, God.
I know he has probably bye week problems, but if he doesn't want to go Gerhart, I guess I would go Ridley and Rainey.
Yeah.
Throw it out there. Steelers are pretty weak on defense. Run defense, at least.
Yeah, it's tough.
Finally, he asks for a survivor pick. Would you consider going Redskins over Giants tonight? I'm not picking a Thursday night game. I don't pick in division games either, so I would not pick that game. Even though I think the Redskins are, I think the Redskins win, but I'm not gonna pick. We're gonna do our predictions a little bit, right? We're still gonna do that primetime predictions.
We have to, yeah. We're keeping track of it now. We already talked about this, so we got to make our picks for tonight Saturday, Sunday.
What did you call that part of the show?
Primetime Pick'em.
Primetime Pick'em. Yeah, love it.
All right, we're gonna go with that.
Easiest question of the day. I said it before. Andrew and Callie, Romo or Cousins?
Man, oh God, we get so many Romo Cousins questions.
Not the easiest question to answer, but the easiest one to just, you know, address.
Right, it's amazing. Guys will send us four words in an email, and we can understand what they mean, and people will send us a paragraph, and they just don't get to the point, and you don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? So, again, I'm Tony Romo, I'm in the same dilemma. I'm going with Tony Romo this week. I think he has a big week. I think he gets himself on track to look like the Tony Romo we've seen the last couple of years. Big stage, Sunday night. Saints aren't stopping anybody from passing on him. I'm going with Tony Romo.
All right, I'm with you there. The FF Egghead, Joey G, needs two in a non-PPR, running back two in a flex. Let's start with the running backs. Kyrie Robinson, Chris Ivory, LeGarrette Blount, Darren McFadden.
I'm going to go with Kyrie Robinson in that spot right there. Okay. Like I said, highest scoring game more than likely. I'll stick with him.
I'm with you there. Now, how about his flex? Chris Ivory, LeGarrette Blount, Kelsey, Decker, McFadden.
I'm not trusting Decker at all with that hamstring.
I think it's Chris Ivory.
Yeah, he's probably got the most potential. He can break one of those long runs off for a touchdown. He's going to get more touches than Blount for sure, and Darren McFadden doesn't do anything for me, so Chris Ivory. I'm on board with Chris Ivory.
Devin B. had a trade proposal in his inbox when he woke up this morning, 14-team standard scoring league. He will be receiving Brandon Marshall and Roy Helu and giving up Frank Gore and DeAndre Hopkins.
Brandon Marshall is a stud, but DeAndre Hopkins is playing extremely well, and Frank Gore is much better than Roy Helu. I'm not going to pull the trigger if I'm him. I'm going to hang on to what I have.
I'm with you. Our good friend Jag chimes in. Hi, guys. PPR League Flex. Joik Bell, Eddie Royal, Kobe Fleener. Flex zone here.
Yeah. You got to stick with Joik Bell. He's going to get the most touches more than likely.
PPR League needs two. Brandon Marshall, Kendall Wright, Marcus Wheaton, Terrence Williams, Mike Wallace.
He's got Darren Sproles on there, too.
Yes, he does. You're right.
Darren Sproles has to be in your lineup.
And Kendall Wright or Bradshaw?
I'm going to stick with Bradshaw. He's got a hot hand right now in Indy, so we got to stick with the mob Bradshaw.
Good call. PPR League Flex Zone, PPR, Vereen or Terrence Williams?
Man. Vereen. Yeah, it's Shane Vereen. I know he's been disappointing, but like I said, I got faith he's turning around this week. I'm going to stick with Shane Vereen.
Mike from Boston, Kirk Cousins or Tom Brady?
We hate these Thursday night matchups. Man, but Tom Brady on a Monday night is just spectacular. I mean, that offense isn't looking what it normally looks like, but and I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins. He's got the hot hand. He's put up almost 50 points in less than two games. I'm going to stick with Kirk Cousins.
I think we got through all the emails.
All right, that's what we like to do.
What are we doing now? Primetime Pick'em?
Primetime Pick'em. We got our Thursday, our Sunday night, and our Monday night matchups.
All right, who's keeping track of this nonsense?
I'm going to keep track of everything at the end of the year. We can talk trash to each other.
Do we trust the new guy, Bill?
Yes, he's good with numbers.
Okay,
that's what I do.
All right, well, let's start off with Thursday night. If you're listening to this live, you know that game's in a couple hours. If you're listening to us on demand, we're either going to look really smart or really dumb in a couple minutes based on who we pick. So, who wants to go first?
I like the Washington Redskins tonight at home.
Are we picking ATS here, or are we going?
No, straight up.
Oh, that's weak.
Why?
Against the spread is where.
So then you should go undefeated.
Separates the you
so
know,
then
the
you should go 3-0.
Okay, fine.
So who are you taking?
I'm going to take the Skins. Layup.
I want to take the Skins, too.
Layup.
Breaks my heart. I'm going to take the Redskins, too.
Cross so the
three,
board.
All three of us are taking the Redskins.
Layup.
Sunday night, Saints, Cowboys, in Jerry's World. Who are you guys taking? I went last time, so I'll go first this time. I'm taking the I hate both of these teams. They're so bad. I'm gonna take the Cowboys.
I will let my sound drop do the speaking for me.
How about them Cowboys?
All right, 2-0 on the Cowboys, Anthony.
Man, yeah, as much as I don't want to pick the Dallas Cowboys,
Two shaky teams, got to go with the home team.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be the home team. That's why I go with the Redskins. That's why I have to go with the Cowboys as well. Two NFC East teams winning it this weekend.
All right, Patriots-Chiefs Monday night. Anthony, who you got?
I'm going to go with the New England Patriots. Tom Brady is a monster on Monday night. 18 games, he's thrown 42 touchdowns to just 15 interceptions.
How about the stats coming in hot from Anthony?
Hey, he owns the Chiefs. He's 4-1 in his career against Kansas City. I got to go with Touchdown Tommy and the New England Patriots.
Kevin, you want to be out there?
I'll set the scene for you, Bill.
Yeah,
here we go. The Patriots are going to go down in this game relatively early. I think the Chiefs are going to ride a little bit of an emotional wave at home on Monday Night Football, coming off a big win in Miami last week.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are going to claw back and be in a position. I'm going to go with they're going to be down 4 late in the game, and Tommy's going to lead a drive. And I'll take the Patriots by field goal, which
field goal? No one wants to hear that. I want Gronk in the end zone on a 35-yard seam route.
No, I think they're going to score a touchdown on the last one of their last possessions of the game and win by a field goal. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling something like 27-24, something along those lines, Patriots.
All right. I'm going to take the Patriots, too, which means I would rather take a loss than have all three of my picks the same as you knuckleheads. So I'm going to switch my pick for Thursday. I'm going to go with the Giants over the Redskins. Can I do that? Is that in the rules?
That's legal. It's okay. The game didn't happen yet.
Yeah. I would rather be at 2-1 when you guys are at 3-0, then all of us be at 3-0. All of us
0-3. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Losers.
It's a long season, man. We don't worry about it.
So, Anthony, right, you got to get the whiteout out right now.
Yeah, I gave a little cross off. We're all right.
Picks are in.
Picks are in.
We'll see how we do. Now, since the Patriots are playing Monday, we're not going to have a show next Tuesday, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So next Thursday, we'll be back in action.
Light lifting next week. Very light lifting. Not for me, though, because I get back at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning.
Next Thursday is October 2nd. It's October.
It's hard to believe, right?
Yeah, it's very hard to believe. We started the show in August.
I mean, it goes so quick because it's, football is just that much fun. You know, I feel like also, Bill, now that we're so spread out, you get the game on Monday, the game on Thursday.
I know.
Every week you've got Thursday, Monday, Sunday.
It's nuts.
So it's like you don't go more than a couple nights without football.
A quarter of the fantasy season's already in the books. We're in week 4. You play 16 games.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Any final thoughts, Kevin? I hope you have a great trip.
What do you think, Bill? Nick Foles or...
Oh, yeah. Let's get to your lineup question.
Nick Foles or Philip Rivers?
Philip
Rivers.
It's tough because Foles has led me to a hot start here. I haven't played Philip yet. He's been on my bench.
I'd stick with Rivers.
All right. I'm just worried that they're going to go up by so much that they'll take him out.
Is that your only question?
That's pretty much it. Everything else is pretty much signed, sealed, delivered.
All right, cool.
Because of the buys and that type of stuff.
Looking forward to your trip?
Once my head hits the pillow at whatever hotel room I'll be staying at the soccer team tomorrow night, I'll be happy. I just got to get through tomorrow. I don't like traveling, Bill, with the public. I don't like it. I like my charter plane and my pillow and my blanket and my filet mignon and my lobster.
Oh, she's so absurd.
I don't like being in the back of the bus on Southwest Airlines at the crack of dawn on a Friday morning.
Is the soccer team more approachable than the Patriot players?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. The soccer team are actually awesome guys. And I came to work here with no appreciation and no understanding of the sport whatsoever. And I still don't, I mean, I wouldn't say I really like it or I'm a huge fan of it, but I root for the guys to do well. And I have like friendships with those guys, so you want to see them do well.
Sure.
And I also feel like being able to do, with the Pats games being on 98.5, just like now the soccer games are as well, but the 98.5 kind of controls all of the content for the Pats games. Like, they pick the announcers, They have their own producer. They have their own engineers. They have their own traveling entourage that goes with the team.
Yeah, that's absurd.
For the soccer club, I get to be kind of everything. I'm the engineer. I'm the statistician. I'm the producer. I'm everything. So it's cool for me because my forte and what I enjoy doing the most is not necessarily talk. I like producing games. Like,
right.
I love doing games, like live sporting events.
Yeah, that must be fun.
So for me, it's like it gets me out of the studio a little and lets me kind of practice something that I enjoy doing and kind of keeps me sharp.
Well, enjoy producing the game. Enjoy the soccer game. Enjoy the football game. And get some of that Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah, I'll have to. I'll be on Twitter and Facebook and stuff all weekend. I'll try to interact with you guys a little. See where I end up on kind of Saturday and Sunday nights.
All right, cool. Anthony, final words before we close out today's show.
Oh, man. Well, I know we got a lot of Kelvin Benjamin love on the show today. Kelvin Benjamin's got 253 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns so far this year as a rookie. Since 2000, only 3 players have had over 175 yards and 2 touchdowns in their first 3 games. Andre Johnson. No. Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, and A.J. Green.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a very rare company.
Percy Harvin had 128 and 2 touchdowns, but he also added a return touchdown on there as well, so he looked pretty good in his first 3 games. So, yeah, all Kelvin right. Benjamin is joining elite company if he keeps playing the way he is.
How did you find that so quickly?
It's just what I do, Bill. I'm good with numbers, my friend.
All right. I think we had a tremendous show today, a lot of fun. I want to thank all of our callers, all of our emailers, and, of course, everyone from Patriots.com. On behalf of Kevin Collins, Anthony Grace, the PPR Monster, and everyone at FF Champs, I want to wish everyone the best of luck. And I appreciate and thank you for listening to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.